I honestly think out of all the earth signs, you know how to kind of manage the boldness, but the still in the loving way. Like, my mom's a Capricorn, so I get it. And I feel like that's earth signs. Virgo women, too. They're healers.
You're a bearer of bad news.
No.
I don't think so, dude.
Like, I don't know how to say this, but your car exploded.
That doesn't sound like Lit Liz.
I'd be like, fuck.
You are now tuned into The Essentials here on homegrownradio.net via Play Nice and Long Beach. I am your host, Callie Alley.
Groovy Liz.
We got Skywalker Mike taking care of some things, including himself.
He's the sound man.
I like that.
Sound man.
Sound like the 70s. And we have a awesome, and when I say awesome,
yes,
I mean awesome guest today. Can you introduce yourself, sir?
Hello. Hello. My name is Johnny Bars. And I'm from Pomona, California, a.k.a. Planet Underground.
Ooh, okay.
I think that's going to be the theme of tonight's episode is Planet Underground.
Yeah.
Can you introduce yourself to our new listeners? Since the last time we had you, we have gained some more listeners. Yeah. So if you just kind of want
to... Shout out to The Essentials. Like, oh, that was like...
Three years.
Yeah, that was around DIY
About
Fest.
To be four.
I thought it was two.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Johnny Bars. A lot has happened since DIY Fest, like 3 years ago, The American Dream was out. But like, we've been working on a new project. It's called Planet Underground. JM Cam, a person I work with heavily, he's executive produced the album.
Nice.
And produced some of the songs on there. I've been working a lot with Soul Dope too. As far as new music.
I like that.
Yeah, and he's a really good producer. I know Cactus Blues was an album that him and Zen Soul had dropped in the beginning of the year. And sweet. Yeah, Zen Soul and him, like, they have a really good chemistry together. So it's nice to have like a different sound as far as not as much boom bap, more just up tempo.
Right.
Yeah.
Dope. I like your chemistry. Obviously, I follow you. I've been following your whole journey throughout this process. And I really happy to see you form a bond with your DJ, Soul Dope. I know it can be hard as an artist to just even have a connection with any DJs out here just because there is their own movement. DJs have their own thing going on.
Yeah.
And it's a game changer as well. Via producers too. So the fact that you were able to connect with this person before the business, I think that's why it's such a good turnout. Like, what kind of advice can you give out artists that would like their own personal DJ, not have to depend on like whoever's throwing the show or whoever's at the venue?
Well, for like having a DJ or having a producer, having just people that you're able to build with and have that chemistry with, is very important. Like, and that goes for a producer, engineer, for any type of creative. You want to make sure that you have a good, solid foundation with them to where you kind of know their business. You know what I mean? As far as what they're about, what they bring to the table. And like, if things continue to work, then you just build upon that. And I think that's one thing that's been really good with just the people that I've been having around me in general, or like JM Cam, for example, is a very, he's very on top of things. Like, he has a lot of different priorities as far as music, throwing events, having an office space, and like doing different podcasts. Right. But like, he's on top of it, and he's built with different people that he's been working with where it's starting to get more established. You guys, have come a long way as far as who you guys been working with, but you guys sticking together as far as like the core three. You guys are established now. People know you guys as The Essentials, you know what I mean? And like, that's what, 2-3 years of just like solid working.
I wasn't even on The Essentials when you interviewed him. I was his guest at Homegrown.
Right.
I was like, this is such a vibe. And that's the one I wanted to know. Like, yo, if you ever need a host, it's something I want to be a part of. So thank you, Johnny, for bringing that together.
Full circle moment right now.
Oh, I love that song. Funny. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But shout out JMKM too, because is he from Pomona?
No, he's from Hawaii. But wow. He lives out in Amani, but he came out to the IE and Pomona to like really start building as far as not only like different artists and creatives, but beat makers and producers.
Right,
and so now he has the ripple effect that's going on monthly. So, yeah.
Some beautiful communities.
Yeah.
He's really
out there. So he's, but he's somebody that's heavily involved into the projects that I've been working on. He's a really good engineer, a solid producer, and like, he understands music and how to be able to work with different personalities and making things work. So
I think he dabbles also in Soundflick Pod, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Mike is in the background saying, "Gizzard,
what?
What?"
Yeah, it's a dope space. Like nice. We record there, we rehearse. They have podcasts, different events. There's a lot that goes on over there. So.
Wow. You hear that, creative? So if you have a podcast on mind and you want to get started, hit up JMKM Productive Culture. He's an amazing engineer, very professional, very good vibes. And I don't know how to describe this, but he always does that.
Family.
Yeah.
Mention Soundflick for a discount.
Oh, yeah. For a discount. Hey, you never know.
Shouts out to that school and Sincere, too, also.
For real.
As far as the Soundflick podcast, Skywalker Mike. Man, Skywalker Mike, you've been all over the place. It's been wild. It's crazy.
That's true.
But no.
But yeah, it's amazing seeing your journey. And let's talk about Planet Underground. It's being released this Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Did you do that on purpose?
I never thought about that. Yeah.
It just happened that way.
Yeah.
We are in the month of December, so right before the holiday madness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why December 13th?
I kind of wanted to have a closing chapter on 2019 with as far as us working on the project. It took like about a year and a half, 2 years. And I wanted to kind of it was a good release, like as far as just there was a lot of different things that were going on at the time as far as creating the project. A lot of the songs were recreated as far as like 2 to 3, 4 times. So it took it was something that I felt like I wanted to have a positive release going into 2020, a new year, a new decade.
Right.
And yeah, just wanted to give that to the people of Pomona. But like for everybody, Planet Underground really is Planet Underground really is. It's for everybody. Like,
yeah,
it is for a lot of different people who are creative, who are ambitious, who want to build and want to keep things going and moving. So like, you know, it really is for everybody. So yeah.
Nice.
Let's talk about the artwork for the cover.
Yeah.
Describe it to us.
Yeah, you're looking up. It's black and white, but we do see some vibrance, like shades of purple coming out of your shades, which you're known for the shades.
Yeah.
Jordan
Quaylar.
Jordan Quaylar.
Shouts out to Jordan Quaylar. Yeah, he came up with the graphic design. He comes up with the graphic design for a lot of the music.
Why the color is purple? Is that your favorite color?
Yeah, so it represents royalty, nobility.
Beautiful.
And it is my favorite color. Lakers, Minnesota Vikings.
You had to throw that in there.
Yeah, always.
Shame on you. We'll edit that.
Yeah.
No,
what?
I'm just kidding.
That's terrible. But yeah, no. But yeah, purple is my favorite color. I have a purple light that I keep in my room too. So. Like lamp.
Neon.
Yeah. Neon.
You a neon.
Which track on the album found its place first out of the 9 songs?
Which track found its place?
Yeah.
Planet Underground.
The Avi.
Yeah, Planet Underground. Well, besides Planet Underground, it was really, Full Circle. Full Circle is a song that, it represented a lot of different things that I was going through as far as, losing myself within certain situations or certain moments and having that become a cycle. So where it was like self-sabotage and it became into a situation where I had to figure out a way to get out of the cycle and get rid of a lot of different baggage that I was carrying on and projecting on other people. Mm-hmm. So it was cool to see things come back around as far as being able to see new opportunities and some things that I felt like I wasn't ready for at a certain moments come back and being prepared for that. So Full Circle
is my favorite.
Yeah.
It's definitely my favorite track. I mean, I love the whole album, to be quite honest. Middle Fingers was obviously that. The obvious one I'm going to gravitate towards too. Shout out to Brandy. She's an amazing Brandy singer. Noel is
dope. Yeah.
Drina as well. But yeah, Full Circle. I think once I heard the album and I started like, you know, when you're starting to like let it marinate.
Yeah.
I think I was driving. I was definitely driving in the day. And it was like that. It was traffic, but it was moving. And Full Circle just let me, just kind of hit me. And I was hearing the lyrics. And I think it showed your vulnerable side, which I'm not used to compared to the American Dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, the EPs prior to that.
Yeah.
So Full Circle. And just the beat, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Don V did a great job creating that. And he's a really solid musician. Yeah. Like, he knows his keys. He knows how to create music. And Full Circle is something that I really, like, American Dream was really, not really in your face, but it kind of had a face of, like, it was very aggressive. So I was trying to create something a little bit more chill and smooth. But I also wanted to create something that I feel like the person who's going through pain or a certain amount, like suffering enough to be like, you know what, I need to figure out a way to get out of it, you know, or just people who feel that positive release of letting go of certain things or certain situations that might have been holding them back in order to be able to keep going forward. Old habits, just different things that you're releasing. So Full Circle is like, yeah, Full Circle is my favorite track because it is very vulnerable, but it's something that I feel like it was one of those positive releases.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I really enjoy that track, and it's very inspiring.
Yeah,
it really helps me start my day. It you know, when I'm going to work, and it motivates me, and it's just related to like a daily affirmation for me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the name of the track list. Like, let's start with the titles. If you can go by one and let us know where they came from and how you come up with them.
Oh, well, Heavily Rooted Part 1 and 2. I mean, it's coming from, well, I wanted to represent something for Pomona. I was trying to make good hip hop music at the time, but like, Heavily Rooted Part 1 and 2 is something I feel like is, as far as an appreciation for Pomona, it's very deep as far as what's going on in the downtown area. It's come a long way from Sugar Free. So, like, I wanted to have that. Middle Fingers is kind of like, it's kind of like you're getting rid of all the negativity and you're getting over certain obstacles, challenges, BS, bullshit. It doesn't matter, like, it's just certain things that you're not really, you got tunnel vision. Right. So you're just keeping it pushing and not letting it affect you. I mean, Crown is something as far as not only like royalty, but just having an insight and keeping your third eye open as far as just like certain things that keep your mind and your body like going and healthy. Mm.
Kind of like a chakra, sort of?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, actually, that's exactly what it is, yeah. There. So, like, but just keeping your crown intact.
Right, right.
So,
That one I didn't like at first. I'm not going to lie. I told him that on the jump. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I like all of them. I was like, I can't get into Crown. I started talking. I was like, I just can't. And then it like kept finding its way every time I turn on the car. Like, that was the song last. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And then, but then I started liking it.
That's,
I was
good.
Just like, that's weird. It's one of those like people like that just kind of grow onto you. You're just kind of like, I didn't like you at first.
My God.
It's good. It's energy. It's good, positive energy. And like, I don't. Yeah, that going into Retrograde is like not. yeah, allowing certain things to get you into old habits or relapses if you're on the road to healing or just bettering yourself. And full circle is coming to that realization that, you know, there is, as long as you continue to do good, or as long as you continue to like have an effort in what you do, things are going to continue to come around and it's going to gravitate. Live Into is exactly that's the second chapter, just as far as like, I don't know, not letting certain challenges, certain obstacles, or certain things get to you, and just continuing to remember to live. Bouquet is actually something that I was trying to write for women. Yeah, as far as giving respect.
Nice. Women or a woman?
Women. women in general. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of good hip hop music that acknowledge women. We used to have that with like Talib Kweli and like Common, right? As far as like different people who made good self-conscious women music that appreciated women.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make something for that. And then Indigo is probably one of my favorite tracks. It's just talking about continuing to keep things pushing, continuing to keep things going forward with the optimism that, you know, it's all going to work out, and that it's all like, it's divine timing. You're here doing exactly what you need to be doing, what you should be, for a reason. And that if you continue to remain hopeful, then like things are just going to, opportunities are going to arise. And you're gonna find yourself in a better position. And then Planet Underground is, yeah, this is yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I noticed that you took off your glasses in the back of the track list. So is it because now you can see much more clear after all of this, or why the glasses off now?
Oh, to be honest with you, my shades are on.
Well, then why does it look like it's off?
I don't know.
It's an illusion.
No, your shades are right here.
It's a Planet Underground.
Yeah, look, it's purple. Wherever you see the shades, because like,
does if it
you
look like
in, because
like on my cover art for Shwavy and Fuzzy Slippers, wherever you see the purple outside of it, it's the shades.
What do you see?
Where are you?
I'm looking at the right fro.
Yeah, but like the shades.
They look like they're under his chin, like they're hanging.
You're like this, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking down.
Okay. Thank you, Liz.
Looking down for, you know, you want to visualize. I'm sorry. I'm just like this.
Yeah. But no, it was cool. Like, Planet Underground is dope because Planet Underground is not even, it took many versions to create Planet Underground. Like, the original sound is far from what it sounds like right now. So that was dope.
I feel like things have changed the way a listener consumes the album now. We have more people focusing on like individuality or focusing on singles. So I think it's special how an artist can curate an album. Do you think maybe musicians still have a theme in order to put the songs in order? Or do you think it's just kind of randomly like a shuffle play now?
Oh,
like a playlist?
Well,
yeah, because they just focus on individuality. Like, it's no more like an album, it's like singles, and so like playlist is like combined of multiple artists.
Yeah, I mean that's why I wanted to create an album, because not a lot of underground artists that I knew were putting out like music or concept albums. A lot of people were going towards singles, and I like to go against the grain a little bit. But I also wanted to have an intent behind creating an album. I was talking to Waju about this at your birthday show. And Waju was
thanks for coming to my birthday. Yeah, no all problem. Of you guys. Appreciate
it.
Maynard, don't you dare. You came.
Yeah, it turned up. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I of didn't course. See
you. I saw him, yeah. You turned up.
Y'all birthday's coming up. I'll get you guys next.
But nah, it was cool because he told me, like, you know, there's really not a right or wrong way about releasing music and how to be able to do it. And so it's cool to be able to have a project for the people and for the planet. It's been 2 years since I've had any music that I put out for like myself. Features I've been that's different. But yeah, like it's been a while. So I wanted to be able to have just a body of work that people can be able to listen to for the next 2, 3, 4, however many years. So yeah, it's exciting to be able to have music released. Like either way, whether it's singles that's being dropped, like, and it's just a matter of how you present it to the people. If it's singles, but the singles look dope and the cover art is dope, mm-hmm. and you're blasting it everywhere as far as all over social media to make people want to listen to it, or you're putting it on your story to make people listen to it, like over time they're gonna mm-hmm. you know, they're gonna fuck with it.
I want to take a little break from talking mm-hmm. about music real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Touch back on a point. I mean, not, I'm sorry, did you laugh? I thought you laughed.
Not at me. She was crazy. Asking Maynard, guys. I would never do that.
Let's not call you out. I'm just kidding.
Damn. So poor Maynard.
She's scared. I want to talk a little bit about something that you mentioned earlier about baggage mm-hmm. and projecting that baggage onto people.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, you know, in your own way,
mm-hmm.
how are you able to express, you know, something that you're going through or pain and not necessarily, or like baggage mm-hmm. that you're dealing with, but not necessarily projected onto that person that you're, you know, talking with about that? Like, how are you able to, I guess kind of, whereas do you create like healthy boundaries where you can, you know, talk about your baggage and not necessarily project it onto people? Or
yeah, I mean, yeah, there's always an effort to want to have a conversation about what's going on with you, especially with the people that you care about.
Yeah.
So there is a very fine line as far as understanding like who it is, knowing your audience
mm-hmm.
and what could possibly trigger them. With me, if I'm already in an emotional mind state where something is going on and I'm trying and I'm in a spot where I'm gonna project, like where I have to express that, then it's gonna be hard for me, like if I'm upset, to properly express or communicate like how I feel in that moment. Like I need time to be able to process things and mm-hmm. speak in a way to right. like not trigger anything mm-hmm. and not put myself in a position where I'm in an argument, right. you know what I mean? Or where I'm like, where I'm out of character.
Yeah.
Like it takes a lot and it takes a lot of patience.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of patience. Like, yeah, it's something that, yeah.
Would you say that you're safe in your thoughts?
Like no.
In your own space?
No. I have my phases. I definitely have my phases. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of different, because like I'm a Gemini, like I'm about duality. So like I embrace the good just like I embrace like the bad as far as like certain things that go on. And like I make sure that at the end of the day, as long as like my thoughts are not leading to actions that can like harm anybody or especially like myself, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like I feel like as long as I'm able to stay in a rational mind and understand like why things are going the way that they are, or even be able to express to somebody like how I'm feeling about something so that way I can get a clear perspective as far as what's going on. Instead of like being in the ego, as long as I have that or people around me to be able to give me to provide me that, then it's like it's enough to keep things going. Like I can't let it's like life's too short to let like people or situations or just little shit get to you mm-hmm. to the point where it's like it gets you upset all the time. Like there's a lot of people who move around with, they have a lot of hate in their heart. And like, it could be rooted down into family situations. So like, yeah.
Let it be their narrative or the way that they move.
Yeah. And that's how people can play the victim sometimes. Like, they're so used to putting they to being put in those situations without understanding that not like they like to be there, you know what I mean? Because
sometimes it is difficult to get out of that.
Sometimes
I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends. It depends because there's a lot of people who are very like strong-minded who I've seen being put in shitty situations where they had to respond with like they responded and they responded with strength. Most people would react, and when they react, it's all off some like it's off emotion, and whether it's good or bad, it's more so how you respond to it, not how you react to it. So I had to learn that.
Like, when did you find yourself getting out your comfort zone, like throughout this journey?
The beginning of this year, like there's a lot of different things that I was trying to transition into. I didn't feel like I was like the music that I was making was good at the time to like continue to keep going. It was hurting my confidence. I was just meeting Soul Dope, like as far as working with him for the first time. So there's just a lot of different transitions that I was having to go through where it's just like it was uncomfortable. Like every day it just felt like another burden that I was trying to like release and get over. And it got me to the point where I was like waking up upset and just like having all of this anger that like I didn't know where it was coming from. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until like it was crazy. I ended up finding out like I don't talk to my dad, but I ended up finding out through my sister on my dad's side that nothing has changed with him as far as like where he's at and the type of mind state that he's at and having having anger and how he projects that onto people. And hearing how he was reminded me of how I handled certain situations. And understanding that is what helped me realize like, okay, like if I have to change how I am. You know what I mean? And like,
that's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is your relationship with your dad now?
I mean, I don't talk to him, but like, it's not, it's something that I needed to hear, to be able to understand, like, and even my brother, like my little brother, who, he talked to him recently and it's just like, he threatened him. And it's just like, it's just certain things that's just like, I understand and it's validation of why I can't be the certain person that I was before all this rapping where I was partying and turning up and just being this like this person who was asleep, right? And just like, you know what I mean, but
like
cool
numbing it all.
Yeah. And just like, but cool with being there, cool with being able to have enough money on during the week to go and party on the weekends, right? And then do it all over again. Like it's a lot different now, like being able to wake up and do what you love to do and have the people that you support, like that's supporting you and being reminded of that like every day is it's validation. It's reasons why I feel like this is what we all should be doing.
Yeah.
So
do you see those people that you used to party with at your shows? Like,
no.
Damn. Nah,
it's a different type of party. Like it's crazy, yeah, huh? Yeah. Like it's different now. And like, they still invite me to different stuff that they have going on, but I feel like they're waiting for those shows where it's like, oh, he's going to be at the Novo, or he's going to be at like the Observatory. Like, right. I mean, but even if not, like I'm cool with them not pulling up to shows. Yeah. Like, yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah. There's a time and place for everything. Then even that includes people. Like there's certain people that you want to go hiking with that you want like go turn up with, and they're, you know what I mean, like vice versa.
Yeah.
So
knowing your audience, kind of such a thing.
Yeah.
I know with Liz, I can definitely
your circle.
Yeah.
With Liz, I know I can go eat good food with you. Like we're foodie people.
There you go.
Maynard is just Maynard is just
party guy.
No, you know,
kidding.
Maynard is a good support system. Yes. He helps, he motivates you with your dream. He's saying in the background he's not, but he tries to act like he has.
Sky Mark and Mike would be the party guy.
He's a good person.
If he was in a party case, he has no choice. He's a DJ. Yeah.
For real, right?
Can we play some party music, Skywalker? Yeah. I want to hear some party music.
No. How do you reset or, I guess, refresh during the process of putting together an album?
Continuing to find what inspires you. Like, I listen to a lot of different type of music.
Like reggaeton?
No. My Miles, right? No, Miles Davis. Yeah, like John Coltrane, Gil Scott Heron.
That switched
up
quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Not reggaeton. Yes. Gil Scott Heron.
Reggaeton Davis.
Reggaeton Davis.
You're on to something.
There you go.
I like it. We'll get to that later.
I'm done with both of y'all. We're not having that.
Miles Davis.
But nah, yeah, just listening to different types of music, other than what, like, the hip hop and rap music and, like, what
hip-hop.
I'm used to. Yeah, like, all that. Yeah, it's different to be able, or it's nice to be able to listen to different types of music.
Absolutely.
Especially jazz, so.
Yeah.
That's a good way for me to reset.
I love jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz is mine.
We need to go to a show. A Terrace Martin show.
Dang.
I saw Terrace and Kamazi.
Oh, he's three times.
Damn, all right.
What?
I saw him at K-Town for $5.
What?
K-Town, yeah, with the $5 deals.
That's wild.
He is the party guy.
That's a different type of, I guess everybody has their own definition of party. Like, you can party by traveling. You can party by going to a bunch of shows and hearing live music, or you can just turn up, apparently, like Johnny did in the old days.
Yeah.
what kind of turn up did you do?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
What did he say?
What did Liz do, I
what
think?
What did I do?
How did you turn up?
Oh, you had Hennessy?
Hennessy?
Oh, my
oh,
God.
See.
That's called chili.
Yeah, no, that's not.
Damn, chilling for Hennessy. Hennessy will turn me the fuck up. That is not chilling for me.
I don't know. What's your turn up? Ooh. If Hennessy is your chill, what is your turn up?
Is living grand a turn up statement? I know you say in Planet Outground, live grand. That's the mission.
Yeah.
What is the definition of live grand?
Ooh. Live grand is just continuing to think, dream, and do big things. And that's always a mission. Like, it's a part of Grand Life, yes. Which is, shouts out to That's Cool, Rivera, Victor, Jordan Quaylar, people that got me onto that. But it's just, but being able to live grand, being able to live and see things in a grand perspective, mm-hmm. but continuing to do big things and think big, like, not letting people or situations get you down and continuing to work towards that. You know what I mean? And it's not instant gratification. It's just like, as long as you have an effort towards what you're going to, what you want or what you desire, you're going to get there sooner than later. So
yes.
Yeah, keep striving. Yeah. Live grand. That's the mission.
What can we expect with the rollout for Planet Underground?
Dope music. Hopefully that you guys
and music.
Fuck with
what?
How about
and
that
content,
one?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
Get a combination plate.
Don't pay attention to me.
Get dope and music. But no. But no, it's just gonna be really good content and some good healing affirmation music for you to be able to listen to going into your new year, hopefully.
Okay.
And yeah, be working on giving different merch.
Ooh, we got merch.
Yeah, and
let's get beanies.
Beanies,
oh.
I got.
You're
gonna have lighters.
Beanies.
That's
yeah.
True. Unless you want to get shades.
Lighters,
too.
Lighters. I need to get shade.
We'll
I
get
need
to
get
that
sponsor.
Yeah.
I need to get a shade sponsor. Ray-Bans.
Manifest.
I
that.
Hope you're listening, because I support you heavily.
I really do hope you're
rock
listening
you.
To this day.
Well,
to this day, but yeah.
I just also forgot to ask, when you made Planet Underground, what was something that you took into consideration?
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, what was what element were you in order to have this be what it is?
The earth element.
But nah, I was just in a, it was just a state of healing. Mm. Wanted to remind myself that, wanted to remind myself that you can be able to overcome whatever is put in front of you as long as you work and keep your head down, but also just know what you want to be able to do and continuing to like have that intent. There's like life situations can knock you off your shit. You know what I mean? As far as like what you want to be able to do and how you perceive getting there. But like, as long as you get there, like that's the main thing, like wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do. And like, it takes growing pains. It takes a lot of frustration and failures. And it takes, you know, having that thought of wanting to give up and just live a regular life. It's going to take that. But as long as you continue to match the effort and have a justification, as long as you have a justification for it, you're always going to keep going. Mm-hmm. You're always going to keep doing whatever it is that you're doing. It's when you start making up excuses for it, that's when you start lacking on the shit.
When was the last time you made an excuse? Be honest.
I was late to work.
Oh, shoot. That's me every day.
Okay, well, but why?
I use that. Because I took the streets trying to pick up weed, and the universe told me that I didn't pick up. I didn't say anything. I had a 10-minute grace period. So, but like, I don't like.
Do they know that?
I didn't get the weed. I was so mad. I was like, I took a risk, and then I didn't get the weed, and then I was late. So.
What did you tell your job?
My bad.
Traffic. It was traffic. Traffic is why I missed the weed. Traffic is why I was late to work. It was both. So I wasn't lying.
Any message you want to give out to like those creative hustlers out there that are balancing both lives?
Oh, yeah. Stay ambitious. Like, as long as